Interview Dan Neil and Sean after Liverpool win again at Leipzig 1-0 in the Champions League. We'll start with the lineup. Neil, Gakpo and Tsimikas. I think it's notable that they've started the last two consecutive Champions League aways. When we used to look at Klopp's building of games and, you know, run of fixtures, we would say maybe he's put a pen around certain fixtures for certain players. Do you think it's the same for this? In terms of those two players, but also there's probably a conversation there around managing both Diaz and Robertson within that as players who might be in certain zones from the sports science.
Yeah, I think this starts with where Robertson is. I think it starts on a where Robertson is conversation. And I think that's a part of his thinking here. I think there's also a little bit of remembering that Gakpo and Tsimikas got a little bit more time together in pre-season. And it's worth, I think, bearing that in mind at this stage as well. And then I think the next phase of it is working out precisely where Diaz is post-international break. I think there was an obvious desire to manage him in the first game. And then I think if the principle stands, then it sort of makes sense to lead into therefore managing him into the second one as well, off the basis of the fact that I think we all expect him to start at Arsenal. I don't think any of us really thinks it'll be anything different. And I think he's also got one eye on managing Salah. I think he almost gets his ideal set up with that in the end, that Liverpool are ahead on 60. You know, it feels as though a substitution that he's wanted to do. It's not one that Salah's obviously happy with when he comes off. But simultaneously, I don't think he looks hugely surprised either. So I think that is also in the back of his mind, that he'd rather almost be able to replace Salah with an absolutely flying Diaz, not the idea of bringing Gakpo on and moving Diaz, who's already done 60 in a certain position, and going from there, but instead doing it the way in which he does. So I think that's in there. So I do think it is something that he may well have mapped out. I think also he'll possibly also be conscious that, not that he owes Gakpo starts, but also Gakpo, you know, in general, you know, I don't think he's been tremendous last couple of games, but he's not been like drop me bad. And I think he'll feel a little bit like, well, I want to make sure I'm rewarding what's been good work, almost certainly good work on the training field. Someone who is clearly, I think, quite influential in the camp in terms of his attitude and his outlook. So I think he'll also feel a little bit like, no, I'm, you know, I can go with this. And I think the other thing it sets up for him as well is almost this idea that rhythmically Gakpo in particular, and well, Tsimikas, I think, for the next two as well, I think they're all going to be playing midweek.